From NPR Music, this is Alt Latino. I'm Jasmine Garst.
And I'm Felix Contreras. Jazz, what do we have this week?
I think it might be a little easier to talk about what we don't have this week. We're covering pretty much all our bases. We've got music from Brazil, Chile, Peru, Mexico, and Argentina.
I mean, where do we even start with a list like that?
Well, why don't you take me home? Let's go deep down south to Argentina. This is Alt Latino. Todo mito de encaje es una farsa, es una farsa, es una farsa. No te preocupes porque es una porquería, la lencería, la lencería. Me gusta el pájaro que vuela en una plaza y el erotismo mal planchado de entrecasa. Que siga el baile, la bolsa de las compras, los chicos en la escuela y cucharita. Sabiché de mate la sé, cuánta calentura, cuánto snowboard. Sexo en camiseta, sexo con pantuflas. No soy un stand, no soy un rolling. Besos a granel por toda esta piel que jamás tocó un smoking. Te quiero besar, te quiero sentir, te deseo así en jogging.
Okay, the music sounds very traditional, but the vocals sound maybe a little more modern than what the traditional music calls for.
Felix, I love this band. It's called Conjunto Falopa, which kind of means the drugs group. And they're from Argentina. They're doing a lot of like tango and milonga type traditional stuff, but they're all punk in their attitude. I've actually just read an article that called them the Ramones of tango.
Wow.
They're very philosophical, very political. They're also very down to earth. They kind of remind me of like a Calle 13, okay? And this song is basically talking about, I don't need lingerie, and I'm all about comfort and about making love in a comfortable way, you know, in a t-shirt and chanclas.
Wow, that's pretty graphic.
I feel like that's what tango is actually all about. I mean, tango was born in brothels and among the Argentine underclass, you know? And if you listen to tango, I mean, nowadays it's seen as very poetic and romantic, but the topics are pretty intense. I mean, they're talking about stuff like, you know, cutting each other's faces and all these brawls. I always feel like tango sounds a lot like gangster rap, you know? And so for them to be talking kind of about, you know, sex and about drugs and about, you know, political issues as well, it's very true to the spirit of tango.
So what about all these horns? The horn section, it sounds like saxophones, definitely clarinet. Is that part of the tango tradition, or is this something that they're bringing to the music? Because it sounds great.
I'm sure there's some of our listeners are a lot better versed in tango history than I am. I mean, I associate tango with bandoneon and like a sort of accordion and violins. But yeah, it does have kind of a klezmer type vibe, doesn't it?
It sounds great. Okay, speaking of great horn sections, check this out. Thank you.
You know how in Disney cartoons, like, the music is really well adapted to the movement of one of the characters?
Yeah, there's a lot of movement in this one. The band is called Upground, and they're from here in East LA, and the music is mostly reggae-themed, reggae-inspired, but they have this really amazing horn section that's adaptable to all kinds of different styles. When I first heard this, once you get into the music, it sort of reminded me of klezmer meets Mexican banda.
Wait, tubas. What part is banda? This is like, to me, this is like klezmer music.
I hear banda in the tuba, which is very, very popular in banda music. And the way they weave in all the other stuff is like, that's where the combination is with the klezmer. These guys have known each other since they were teenagers. They're all in their 20s. They've been playing music together. That's why the horns sound so tight. There's just an eclectic and versatile style. The album's called Stay Cool, and the band is called Upground. Keep an eye out for them. They're doing a lot of cool stuff. Okay, Jazz, what's next?
I want to take a second to talk to our listeners about our blog, npr.org/altlatino, which, if you guys haven't checked it out yet, pretty much every day we have awesome music updates. And we also have a regular segment run by Carlos Reyes. He also runs the website clubfonograma.com. And he just introduces us to new bands and trends. And recently he wrote about the growing trend of all-female rock bands in Latin America. And he spotlighted bands like Las Robertas from Costa Rica, Cumbia Queers from Argentina, they're based in Mexico though, and Ayas from Spain. And he spotlighted a band that I am really into from Argentina called Las Kellys. And it's kind of like this post-punk rock girl group. Just give it a listen, okay? Argentine punk scene.
That's a very distinct sound.
They're definitely embracing. It's like they're every punk movement rolled into one. This band is Ceci Kelly, Betty Kelly, and Sil Kelly, Las Kellys. And this is the song Perro Rompebolas, Annoying Dog. Rompebolas.
Or Ballbuster.
I don't know. Is that something that people say in English? Ballbuster?
Yeah.
Really? Whatever. Let's move on. Well, what do you think of it?
You have reintroduced me to punk music, and I'm listening to it through your ears. I mean, like I said, when I lived through it in the 80s or the late 70s and lived all that stuff, there was nothing in it for me. I didn't really find a place for myself in it. Even some of the Chicano punk bands here in East LA, when they were first starting, I was trying to listen to it, trying to find it, still didn't find a place for it.
Like who?
Oh, and the Plugs were very popular in Los Angeles way back when. And there was a band called Los Illegals. They were probably the biggest name to come out of that scene. I really honestly tried to find a place for myself and just never did. But like I said, I'm hearing it differently through your ears because that's the era you grew up with.
I'm surprised that you didn't like punk because you love jazz and I love jazz. And that's kind of why I got into punk. I guess like I got that whole like experimental, not having an established sense of direction. And
in the punk aesthetic, there was you didn't really need to know how to play your instrument. And in fact, it was almost a badge of honor that you weren't really proficient. In the jazz aesthetic, once you get to those forms of music where there is no form and there is a very advanced adventurous spirit, you always have to know your instrument. It comes from a solid understanding of what your instrument is, and then you break the rules. But you got to know what the rules are first before you break them.
Got it. Felix, how about we move up to Brazil?
Let's go.
I have some Brazilian grunge for you. Check it out. This is the band Le Almeida.
Okay, I think we should tell our listeners that I'm again in NPR's bureau in Los Angeles. And if you could see me, Jasmine, I'm doing my little grunge wave, little dance in the chair because that's what the music reminds me of.
Yeah, it has a very 90s sound. And this band is from Rio de Janeiro. And this is a record label, Transpusao Noise Records.
Now, this stuff, you know, it sounds sort of, I guess we'd have to have a conversation at another point of like the difference between the punk and the grunge because it's still a very basic aesthetic. Maybe the grunge is a little slower and a little kickback and almost more morose in a lot of ways because the rhythms and the chord changes and the singing style, because the music sounds kind of raw, but the vocals sound kind of polished. But maybe that's just the way this record in particular is produced. Do you feel like it's aping or copying the grunge aesthetic? Is there anything that they bring to it that makes it distinct or particularly Brazilian?
I don't know. I mean, is there anything that makes American bands distinctly American other than the fact that they sing in English? We play traditional Latin sounds all the time, but I also feel like, wait, how come, you know, I don't get to pick up a guitar and rock out because I'm Latin American? You know what I mean?
It's kind of... Yeah, like to be Brazilian, you got to play a pandero and dance down the street.
Yeah, no, I
understand that. No, what I'm asking about is when you hear the song, what are they bringing to it? Are they bringing anything new or is it just...
Portuguese.
No. Interesting.
Felix, what do you have next?
Something from Venezuela. I think you're going to enjoy it. Here it is.
Yo no tengo más nada que decirte. Yo no tengo más. es la gracia que hay solo que te amo más que a nadie.
Funny how my grunge dance is very similar
to
this.
Dude, people don't dance to grunge.
Grunge dance is very similar to the dance I'm doing for this.
I think you have like one dance for everything. And I'd like to know what that is because I never see you dancing.
Vine esta noche a cantar y a ti linda verte bailar con unas poquitas notas te quiero enseñar todo lo que te puedo amar. Contigo quiero cantar y volver a bailar. Contigo mi vida bella, quiero ver estrellas y el fondo del mar. Yo no tengo más nada que decirte.
Pata Funk in a really cool mix, as you can hear, of electronica, of nice easy grooves, a little bit of percussion. I found these guys online just kind of randomly looking around, and that sort of sets a nice summer groove out there.
Yeah, but dude, okay, like you told me I'm gonna like this, and I did like the beginning, but seriously, auto-tune, basta. Basta de auto-tune. They just sound like horny robots.
I like the way they used it in this.
Really?
You know, some of, yeah, yeah.
Do you like love Peter Frampton?
Oh. You know, the whole...
What was
well, that's
that?
A different thing. It's not even the same technology. What this stuff reminds me of, when I lived in Miami in 98, 99, and that Cher song came on, Do You Believe in Love? And then that was like the world's first introduction, practically, to auto-tune. But you're right, it has been overused.
Wait. Let's rewind. What was happening to you when you heard that Cher, Do You Believe in the Power of Love, or whatever?
I was sitting at a diner having breakfast. It's Miami Beach, and this guy walked by with this massive boombox, and he was obviously still out from the night before. It's like 8, 9 o'clock in the morning, I'm having breakfast. And this song, man, it's just, I heard that voice thing, because he walked right by the diner. I'm like, what was it? It sounded like a robot. And then pretty soon, you hear it everywhere.
Were you fascinated by it? I had no idea you were a Cher fan.
You know, I go back to, you know, Gypsies, Tramps and Thieves and Sonny and Cher. So I've always been a Cher fan. I've always liked her.
I'm telling you, I'm over the auto-tune. Since we're kind of in a danceable mood here, let's move on to a band from Chile, Matanza.
See the way they drop that nice little bass and drum, man? I just love that part. I mean, how could you resist that, really? Who are these guys? Tell me about them.
Okay, this is Matanza from Chile, from Santiago. It's three dudes. And I do want to give a shout out to the website Generation Bass, because I discovered it through their website. And they're part of this kind of Latin American electronic music movement. And, you know, a lot of people are getting really into Latin American pop and reggaeton. But there's also this amazing electronic movement that is really combining like traditional folk and indigenous sounds with electronica. And we we've focused a lot on Gecko Jones, we focus on Chancha Via Circuito and Tremor and Mati Sundel from Argentina, but this is also an amazing group, Matanza, and this is the song Temezcal.
It's a nice wide world out there, and the more these type of bands, the better, because I'm so in love with this stuff. I love it.
Matanza means the killing, which I did want to bring up because I did want to say it reminds me of, there's an area in Argentina, a neighborhood called La Matanza, the killing. I don't know, I haven't experienced this in the English-speaking world, but there's like a lot of really creepy names for places, at least in my experience in Argentina, like La Matanza, Mataderos. It's kind of weird when you say like, where do you live? Oh, the massacre. I'd like to hear from other listeners if like they've encountered kind of names of places in the Latin world that when they really think about it, they're like, dude, that's kind of creepy. So Felix, I have a band now from Mexico. This is Mentira Mentira, and it's actually a one-man act. It's this guy named Gabby, born in Tijuana, another awesome border group. Let's listen to Time, Time. I just love the variety of music that's coming out of border towns in northern Mexico.
You know, I just did a blog post called Baja Power, and it was that phrase came from a musician that I was listening to being interviewed on the radio, and he mentioned all these bands, all these different bands that are coming out of Baja California, from Tijuana, from Ensenada, even Tecate, all along the border in Baja. And this song shows there's just such a variety of sounds. Now, you may not like this song, you may find it a little strange, but you gotta at least acknowledge that they're doing some really creative things there. It reminds me of some of these sound collage, again, I keep using that phrase, but there were some records that came out in the 80s by people like Brian Eno and David Byrne and Ryuki Sakamoto, this Japanese composer, where they just mixed, like, let's see how many different pieces we could put together and make like a quilt or collage and just see what happens. That's what this reminds me of, a very inventive, challenging aesthetic. I really like that. They nailed it.
Murdering people, there'd be none of you left.
I'm not sure we'll be able to post the video on our blog, but I'll definitely link to it. It's pretty intense. It just features a lot of footage of Charles Manson and the Manson family.
Oh my gosh.
Kind of goes with this really gory sound that they're exploring here.
You know what? That's really funny because I didn't get that from this.
Really? How did you feel about it?
I got this like kicked back, sitting on a porch, watching the world go by, and there are all these trippy vocals and the guy announcing and all that stuff. It just sounded like as if you're standing on a street corner and all these things came at you from different parts of the city. That's
Dude,
what it reminded me of.
What porch are you sitting on?
I got a nice porch, man.
Blair Witch's house. What do you want to end the show on today?
Let's keep it mellow, let's keep it acoustic, and let's go back to Tecate in Mexico for Carla Morrison.
Yay, new Carla Morrison.
¿Por qué te escondes si todavía te veo? Si todavía te siento, ese amor que jurabas por mí, no te hagas el fuerte, yo también quiero verte. Me duele el corazón por ti, y me duele el corazón por ti. Tú eres como un pan dulce y te voy a comer. Aunque no quieras te voy a morder. Tú eres como un pan dulce y te voy a comer.
You are like a piece of sweet bread, and I'm going to eat you.
It's pastry. That,
I mean, that's what Carla says. Not saying that to you.
Carla Morrison continues to astonish me. I love her voice.
Oh, it's so sweet.
Oh, it's just, and the music. This EP is called Jugando en Serio, and it's 5 or 6 tracks of reimagined, rearranged things from her first 2 albums. She's taken another run at some of these songs. They're really interesting and fascinating to hear them in different contexts. This song, Pan Dulce, is a new song that they included on the EP, and it's just another hint at the stuff that she's working on. It's just great stuff.
We love her.
Por favor, ya no hagas conmigo este 8, que me es un castigo. Mi amor, te traigo mis latidos en este corazón tan herido. Oh, 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 oh. Oh, no.
Even if you don't want to, I will bite you. That's what she's saying. Again, I'm not saying that to you.
You know, she still lives in Tecate, which is really further away. It's in the desert. It's very dusty. The only thing out there that people know about is the Tecate Beer Factory. But she's still very connected to the community. It helps her stay grounded. It helps her come up with this music like this, because this is who she is.
And we did an awesome guest DJ with her. And she talked about her conscious decision to move back to Mexico. You know, most up-and-coming Latin artists are trying to cross over and get more into the English-speaking world and establish themselves in the U.S. And it's admirable that she said, you know, that's just not what I want. I just want to be back in Mexico, and I want to be singing in Spanish.
Aunque no quieras te voy a
You can hear the full tracks in their entirety at our website, npr.org/altlatino.
And don't forget to follow us on Facebook and Twitter.
I'm Jasmine Garst.
And I'm Felix Contreras.
This has been Alt Latino.